Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 126, entitled, Are You Prepared for a Double Portion? Are you prepared for lack? I ask this because change is inevitable. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. In my life right now, I am taking a pay cut. And in my flesh, the devil is attempting to persecute me. But in the spirit, I am very well aware that with God's guidance, it is strategic. There are times when we must trust God, even as it seems that our lives are in a state of stagnation. It may be a lesson that we haven't learned, or a trial that we continue to fail in, or in preparation for what is to come. Feeling as if we have to take a few steps back, as if we are being punished, knowing in our hearts that we are walking in obedience. We are not perfect and will make mistakes along the way, but this digression may be for a few reasons. Number one, God is preparing a blessing so monumental that He will prevent us from walking into it prematurely. It takes time. Bring all the tithes, the tenth, into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you so great a blessing until there is no room to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 of the Amplified Version. Number two, to test our hearts as to how much we love Him, whether in plenty or in scarcity. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His plan and purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 of the Amplified Version. Number three, He is observing how prudent we are with the resources that He gives us, how well we have prepared to walk in every season. Remember the ant, which having no chief, overseer, or ruler, she prepares her food in the summer and brings provisions of food for the winter in the harvest. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 7 and 8 of the Amplified Version. You see, I have been here many times before, and although there is always room for improvement, I have to thank the Lord for how He laid the groundwork and makes provisions. Let me warn you, this can only come by faith, truth, and obedience. Core values that are needed to increase and grow in the fruits of the Spirit. As God takes you by the way of David and Joseph, realize that it was not easy for them. They were hated by family and friends. Attempts were made on their lives. They faced betrayal, famine, hunger, and imprisonment, just to name a few. It was a slow process for both, and even though God manifested His glory, spiritual blessings, and presence early in their lives, years, even decades went by before they truly began to reap the physical blessings. Apply what Jesus said in His word to yourself. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 of the King James Version. Christ himself spoke about rebuilding in the form of his resurrection. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it." John chapter 2, verse 19 of the King James Version. But keep in mind the importance of giving and forgiving, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, even your enemies, as much as possible, because you will have to interact with those you may not like. This cannot be avoided. It does not mean that you must seek them out and purposely insert yourself in their lives. As a nurse, I walk in this. And as a nurse, I watch the hypocrisy, unprofessionalism, and evil of those who don't. So take this to heart, and while doing so, set your boundaries. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. If you only love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect to receive it back, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to receive back the same amount. But love, that is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for your enemies, and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. For your reward will be great, rich and abundant, and you will be sons of the Most High. Because now pay attention, he himself is kind and gracious and good to the ungrateful and the wicked. Luke chapter 6, verses 31 through 35 of the Amplified Version. Jesus loves mercy and compassion. His reward? Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over shall man give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 of the King James Version. Remember Job at this time in your life, when the devil is attempting to vex your spirit. What is key is that even though his friends were wrong, God held Job to a higher standard. Then the blessings were released. The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job 42, verse 10 of the Amplified Version. I am going to confirm this again before I end. Listen. Instead of your former shame, you will have a double portion, and instead of humiliation, your people will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, in their land, they will possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy will be theirs. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. I am reading in the book of Zechariah, and after I finished writing this, I happened upon this scripture. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, O prisoners who have the hope. Another fruit of the Spirit. Even today, I am declaring that I will restore double your former prosperity to you as the firstborn among nations. Chapter 9, verse 12 of the Amplified Version. I choose to respond humbly as David did. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 25 of the King James Version. Thank you for joining us here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, always coming from a place of love. Thank you.